It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you, Larry Tuneforce, live from the Laughlin Mall. And this is Tuesday, the 21st of May. We are live from the mall, and today, of course, like every day, we're brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Barron's Pest Control. And our guest today is, we start off with Cassandra, and then we're going to roll into Carol, but we're starting off with Cassandra. And if you want to call during the show, you have any questions for Cassandra, you can call 702-298-1063. How's Cassandra?
I'm good, Larry. How are you today?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Cassandra owns the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory upstairs here in the mall. Now, I'm convinced that in the back of the mall, in the back of your store, you have fans that blow the scent of chocolate out into the mall, because I start smelling it, I think, when I get off the escalator, and then it just, like, takes you right to the store.
No, we don't, but that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It really does make a difference, though, when we're cooking and that scent starts, getting hot and getting out there.
You can see your register receipts from when you cook and when you're not. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
Wow. So now, you built the store and opened the store, right?
Yeah. It was already here.
Okay.
So our store has been here since the mall opened, probably one of the longest lasting businesses in the mall, I would say. But I took over about 6.5 years ago.
And how old were you when you took over?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me think here. 28?
28 years old, you open your own store.
Yeah.
But you did this through a program.
Correct. So I went to school at Missouri Western State University in St. Joe, Missouri. And they started a program actually the year after I graduated, and I was like, oh, darn it, where they brought together Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory was the company to start entrepreneurs right out of college.
Wow.
We had an amazing benefactor of our school of business. His name is Steve Craig, and he had this idea that just because kids don't have the assets to start their own business, they should still be able to do so if they have the ambition and the knowledge and the drive. So he helped get this lined up with Rocky, and fortunately, they opened it up to alumni a few years later.
Ah.
So that's how I actually went through the program then, seeing all these kids that were a few years younger than me starting their own businesses and succeeding and, getting to live the American dream. And I was like, that's really cool. I want to do that.
Yeah. Wow. So, and then he basically sets you up and helps you get the funding and the financing.
It's a combination of, all of his assets and knowledge and everything that he has helped the school get together and Rocky get together. And there's a whole team that really helps from the school.
Wow.
And since the program has started, all of the winners, I call them, the students that have gone through the program, we all help each other out. We communicate via Facebook and text message and everything like that. And we actually go on retreat every year. We take a vacation somewhere in the world. I mean, it doesn't even have to be in the U.S. that we've gone to. And it's really cool to have that support.
You guys pick that vacation?
Yeah, we do.
Does he?
It's been both. So one time we got to go to Costa Rica. That was really cool.
Yeah.
There's been years that they've gone to Mexico, to California, to Colorado. This last January we went to Florida. So it's really neat opportunity to be able to share this experience with other people that are going through the same experience as us.
Okay. So then does he show up and does he bring guest speakers or something to your retreat?
Sometimes it's worked out that way. I don't necessarily want to say guest speakers, but there's usually an opportunity, you know, for learning and for expanding. And most of us that have gone through the program, you know, after you build a business for a couple of years and then you want to expand. So there's been a lot of owners that have either purchased another Rocky like we did, or some have moved on to other opportunities, opened sandwich shops, opened pretzel stores, you know, other, mostly it's all been food-oriented businesses at this point, but it's definitely a growing program.
And you did open up a second store.
I did, yes. My husband and I also own the store inside the Fremont, downtown Las Vegas. It's also a Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, and it's right next to Dunkin' Donuts, so you just have to look for those signs, you know, and really can't miss it if you're inside the Fremont. It's not a huge casino, so.
Wow. So it's inside the casino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
It's different, that's for sure.
But now, if you're inside the Fremont, that's a pretty busy place right there.
Yeah.
On the main drag.
Oh, yeah. And from our store, we can see directly outside and see all the action that's going on.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, so you come here at 28 years old.
Yeah.
Leave home.
Yeah.
And it wasn't long before I met your mom because your mom was working here.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You became a chamber ambassador in Bullhead. So you were coming to all the events. You've prepared chocolate for the taste of Bullhead for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah.
And then you married.
Yeah, I did.
And when you married him and his daughter.
Son.
Son, okay,
yep.
Son. Yep. And then since then you've had your own.
Yeah, so we currently have two boys. Schubert is 7 and Bryson is 2. And then we're having our third. We don't know if it's a boy or girl yet, but we're having a third in September.
Wow.
So we stay pretty busy with the kids and the businesses. So, yeah.
And you moved to Vegas.
We did to focus on that store. The Laughlin store is, knock on wood, you know, doing really well. Luckily, you know, it's been here long enough that I think people know about it. And so we moved up there to focus on that store a little bit more. And, which has really paid off.
So is it safe to say if I see a Rocky Mountain factory in San Diego, mm-hmm. the owner went through the program with you?
Possibly. So there's close to 250 stores nationwide, and there's only, I think, 19 student owners that own Rocky stores.
Oh, okay.
So not all of them, but there are quite a few that, you know, own stores around here. So
then how many total students have gone through his program and opened their own businesses over the years?
I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but so the program started in 2008 with one winner.
Okay.
But every year it's just different depending on how many students take the class and how many opportunities are available. So the semester I graduated, there were 3 stores, so 3 winners, essentially. We all got the opportunity to purchase our own store. One of them was actually a frozen yogurt store, so that's another concept that people own. And then 2 of them were Rockies. Total, I would say there's probably close to 30, 35 of us.
Oh, all right. So you're a tight-knit little group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you guys discuss business problems, employee problems, marketing problems?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it almost is guaranteed that if you're having an issue, someone else has experienced the exact same thing. usually at the same time, or they have. And so then they have, you know, a solution of, well, this is what I did and it worked out really good, or this is what I did and don't do this.
And have you found out that now sometimes you are also the person that answers some of their problems?
Oh, yeah, especially after being in business for over 6 years. We've experienced a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would, if you had it to do again, was it perfect? Would you do it all again?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially, you know, so the college is in Missouri. Right. I grew up in Minnesota. I had no idea where Laughlin was. and so that was kind of interesting. But, yeah, absolutely. It's been wonderful. I've definitely enjoyed it.
And you survived your first summer here.
Oh, that was brutal. It was definitely hotter than I ever thought I could.
But now Las Vegas is not that much cooler.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Maybe 10 or 12 degrees, but it's still warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And all that asphalt.
I know. Asphalt, just concrete bridges and everything else.
Yep.
I know. It's becoming a real metropolitan city.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So do you see another business opportunity down the road?
Well, we have been talking about it basically since we opened our second business. I mean, we know that this is something we want to keep doing. We don't know whether it will be another Rocky or whether it will be something else, you know, if it will be in this area or if we'll move and do something somewhere else. Nothing has been determined at this point. So, but it's definitely, that's the path we're down, is to just keep expanding.
And so the man that created the program, obviously he's an entrepreneur and he has a little bit of money to do all this.
Yeah.
And you said, tomorrow you're driving to California to get on his jet.
Yeah, to fly to St. Joe.
To fly to St. Joe for
the competition. So it's the end of the semester. So every year they have a big awards banquet the night before final competition. All of us owners that have gone through the program are recognized for our accomplishments, the years that people have paid off their loans is a big accomplishment. There's different awards given at, like, Rocky's convention. There's awards that people receive sometimes. And so those are all recognized, and there's a whole group of community supporters that, you know, help judge the students, help, you know, help us with questions that have been in business for 40, 50 years in the St. Joe area.
So do you worry that when you're standing on this stage and he says, this is Cassandra from Laughlin, Nevada, with the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, that everybody's going to go, where?
No, not really. No? I mean, just because of our close proximity to Vegas, everyone kind of knows, oh, you're close to Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
and now, you know, that we've been in the program long enough, we're all pretty familiar with where everyone else's stores are.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, there's owners in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Wow.
You probably never heard of that town.
Nope.
But we all know where it's at now.
Wow. So, just because of your meetings and emails and everything else. Wow. That's fantastic. What a great program.
It really is.
Did you happen to see over the weekend on the news, I don't know this guy's name, they say he is the richest black man, and he's worth billions, but he's doing a commencement speech at a college.
Oh, yeah?
And while he's there, he says, and before I leave, I want to say that my family wants to give everybody a grant and pay off your student loans.
Oh, wow.
And they say it totaled right around $40 million. Yeah. $40 million.
That's a lot of money.
So I think probably the next day he got 8,000 invitations to speak at commencement speeches next year.
Right. Everyone else wants to pay for it,
really.
Too.
But, yeah, he was all over the news, you know. And,
yeah.
And some of the students were just, like, blown away.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah, because you got $8,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in loans, and then all of a sudden some guy says, I'll pay that for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome, because it takes a lot of people a long time to pay them off.
I know what I'm paying on my wife's student loan, and I know what it started off when we got together. And oh, my God. So,
it's one of those never-ending
years. So let us take a break, play some commercials, and we'll be back with Cassandra and Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Anything Medical maintains that products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. Anything Medical is giving 15% off scooters and lift chairs. OxyGo Portable Concentrator was $2,900, now $2,499. Additional battery was $625, now only $400. Atrix Lenco Sandals on sale for $39.95. Don't put your health needs off any longer. Anything Medical is the affordable solution you can depend on. Located at 2350 Miracle Mile in the Riverview Mall.
And we are back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, Larry Toonforce. And every day, weekday, it's brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Barron's Pest Solutions. And now we're back with Cassandra. And so, now, would you get out of the candy business if you were to expand into another business and do something different?
That's hard to say. It's definitely an interesting business. Anytime I think that you're dealing with food is going to, you know, have its goods and bads.
But you've pretty much got all this wired down.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We know what we need, you know, to make what we make in the store and what we have to purchase from the factory. And it's really cool and it's delicious stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, I know. I've gained weight because of it. So.
Oh, no way. You know, it's funny. Every time we hire a new employee or someone walks in the store and says, oh, I could never work here. I'd gain so much weight. But it's never happened to any of my employees. You know, you're so focused on doing your work. It's not like you just sit in the back and eat all the inventory.
Yeah, you do have to work there, you know, and you don't have time to sit around and just munch on everything. But I can see at the end of the night when they go, oh, that's going to be outdated in a couple of days. I better take care of that.
Yeah. One of the things when you go through your training at the factory before you officially become an owner, you do have a time where you sit down and they give you, like, all of the different products they make, which is, you know, like, over 400. And they just want you to taste everything, and you get to the point after, like, 30 different pieces and you're like, I can't eat anymore right now. My stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Like, chocolate is good, but not that much at once.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool though. You know, you get to try everything. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. Too funny.
Yeah.
Too funny.
But it's all good. I would, you know, I absolutely love every single piece that we make.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, when you would bring it to the taste of Bullhead, you know, I always would sneak over there and grab a piece, you know. But good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, do you have a manager here that we need to get involved in the Chamber Ambassadors?
Or? So I do. She is super busy because she works another job also, and she has a little one too. So I'm not sure how much extra time she's got available, but I do have a girl, Katie, who takes really good care of my store. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good. And then you have a manager in Vegas, or are you still wearing that hat?
Not so much. I have a couple different girls that are kind of splitting the job because they're both also going to school.
Okay.
And so it's just a lot when they don't work full time. So, you know, when things need to be done, we want to make sure that someone's there to get it taken care of. So they kind of split the duties up there.
So do you often ever get calls from somebody that says, hey, I'm thinking about this program. How did it work for you?
Mm-hmm.
So you screen these people and you say, well, here's how it worked. I'm on my second store.
So a lot of times it'll be the students at the college. So they, you know, are basically taught when, especially now the program's been around for so long, you know, when they become freshmen, like, hey, this opportunity will be available for you. And so not usually until they're seniors and are in the class do any of them reach out to us.
Okay.
But it is something that every semester, you know, they get a list of here's the owners, here's their contact information, find out, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like, what, you know, they suggest you do if this is something you want to pursue. So
in your case, you'd graduated from college. Is he starting to get more kids, students that are getting into college?
Yeah. So there's actually been, I think it was last year, a student who specifically went to Missouri Western because they knew that they wanted to own a business.
Oh, wow.
And so they knew that they wanted to go through this program. It's the only program in the country like this.
Because I was going to ask that too. Are there other entrepreneurs that you know of that do the similar type of thing?
No.
Wow.
I mean, unless anyone has adopted it since then, but at least to my knowledge, this is the only program in the entire country where you can, you know, be a graduating senior, 21, 22 years old, and be able to go get the finances to start your own business.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is. And I can hear a lot of people's minds that are listening right now thinking, well, you know, I got a grandson or I got a nephew.
Missouri Western.
Yeah, that's close to there or close to that age and needs to go. So
yeah.
That's fantastic. Cassandra, thank you so much for coming
you're welcome.
In and sharing your information, your experiences, and good to see you again.
Yeah,
you were a chamber ambassador. We used to see you all the time.
I know, and then I moved
then
and had babies.
Then you moved to Vegas.
Life got busy.
Decided to become a chocolate factory and a baby factory all at the same time.
Yep.
So it's great to see you.
Thanks, Larry.
Again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Port Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Carol Finkenstein's in here dancing, rocking out. This is Speak Out 2.0. It was bad enough that the two of them were hugging and almost kissing because they haven't seen each other in so long, with Cassandra moving to Las Vegas. But everybody knows Cassandra. And so now at 12:32, it's still Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred. And if you've got documents that you need to protect, you got to call Randy at Mojave Shred because he can tell you all about the ways to do it. He can help you design your manual, which is required. So call Randy. Mojave Electric Cooperative is one of our sponsors, and if you don't have a co-op connection card, you must be an entrepreneur that doesn't need to save money, because everybody that likes to save money has an MEC co-op connection card, and you can stop by their office on Hancock and pick that up. Then there's Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, one of our sponsors. And, of course, you can test drive any car in the lot. And it's no pressure up there. You know, the salesman's not going to come up to you and, hey, jump in this car and go for a ride. You know, you test drive what you want. And they can even help you design a brand new car if you want to order one. What kind of interior, what kind of cloth or leather and color. And so Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. Now a new sponsor, Barron's Pest Control. Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs or spiders or scorpions and you want to get rid of them, you want to call Barron's, and they will take care of that on a monthly basis if you want. All right, now we have Carol Finkenstein. How are you, Carol?
I'm great. How are
you? Move that microphone up just a little bit.
Okay.
There you go. Now we can hear you.
My head's shrinking.
Not according to Norm.
Is that not? Probably not.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm real good. A lot of exciting things happening, of course, at the museum.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about them today.
Because you're putting some fencing up.
Okay. The fencing is going to be for a lot of the things that are over at the old museum.
Right.
They're going to be on display. And the only way we could protect them was by putting the fencing up.
Yeah, because there's still some stuff, believe it or not, you haven't moved up to the new museum yet.
That's right. And the main thing that we're focusing on.
Just a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
My voice. Okay.
There we go.
Anyway, the main thing that we're really interested in is that general store, because it was the oldest building in Bullhead City.
Ah.
And it came down, they say, Silver Creek in two pieces.
Oh, wow.
When it was moved here. But before it actually gets moved, I believe the Academy of Building or someone of that nature is going to make it so it's perfect.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a few little flaws in
it. Of course there is.
It's been there for, you know, a long time.
I know. Since what, the 40s?
Well, it's been around since the 40s. It's been at the museum, I believe, since the early 90s.
Right? Okay.
So, wow. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of little creatures running around over there,
I can
too.
Imagine, yeah. need to send Barron's over there first to make sure you get rid of everything that's growing in there and living in there.
Well, thanks to Barron's, they're the ones that helped come over to our little schoolhouse. They put up a box and caught some creatures for us.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they were eating my Crayolas.
The Crayolas?
And you could tell that they were eating the Crayolas.
Because you could see little teeth bites in
different
them?
No, because they had different colors where they eliminated.
Oh, no. So you had colored poop in your schoolhouse.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we can't have that. I'm glad that Matt Hammerhand took care of that for you.
Anyway, that was a wonderful thing. But let me tell you.
Let me put that down for the next commercial. Okay. He eliminates colored poop. Okay, go ahead.
Now, let me tell you what's happening with our museum and our schoolhouse. We are going to be open in the summer starting June 1st, Tuesday to Friday, 10 to 2.
Okay.
We're cutting our hours down a little bit. It's getting warmer.
Yes.
Less people are showing up, which doesn't mean anything, but, you know, a lot of our snowbirds are gone. So.
Well, and you have to kind of realize that you don't want that air conditioning running 24/7.
No, I mean, somebody has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you want to come on a Monday or a Saturday, you can call the museum at 928-754-3399, and there is an answering machine there.
Okay.
So leave a message, and not for one or two people, but for a group.
Right.
And or if you have something special, because we have done a couple of weddings there, too, at the schoolhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Which is kind of exciting. We're closed on all major holidays, and we will be closed for Memorial Day.
Okay.
Now, coming up, we need volunteers.
All right.
We need volunteers really bad. If you can only spend an hour, we don't care. If you can spend all day, that's fine. So Tuesday through Saturday, if there's anybody, Tuesday through Friday, if there's anybody available, call 928-754-3399, leave a message, or if somebody answers, you know, give them your name or whatever. Memberships needed. The way that you run an organization, you need memberships.
Okay.
Memberships bring in money. So it's $15 for one person, $25 for a couple, and $50 for a business. And it is tax deductible because we're a 501c3.
Right.
Okay.
And that's per year?
Per year.
Okay.
Okay. So and it's very worthwhile. If you belong to the museum in Arizona, you show your card to other museums in Arizona, and they give you a gratis into the museum.
Oh, okay. And when they built the new museum there in Community Park, I mean, from the day they poured the concrete, it was too small.
Right. So now what we're going to do, we've already got plans and everything which have gone to the city.
All right.
It's going to be a 1,500-foot building added on, of course, built by Pueblo's Construction, Larry Adams.
Right.
And it's going to be our library and meeting room.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And probably the office that's in our new building is going to be put in the building that they're going to build now.
When do you see that happening?
When we get $180,000.
Oh, okay.
So that's our next quest.
You've got the plans. All you need now is a little bit of change.
So everybody look in their checkbook and see how much they have and send a check over to the Colorado River Historical Society.
Or become a member, like you said.
Become a member. Every membership, everything, even things that you buy in the museum, go toward building this museum for your community. We are having a fundraiser coming up. We have ended up with an awful lot of books.
Okay.
And from different people's collections. Right now we're selling them for $1 a piece.
Wow.
Really wonderful books, any kind of subject. Well, on June 8th, which is a Saturday, from 9 until 2, we're going to have a fundraising event. The Little Red Schoolhouse will be open. We'll open up the museum if you want to go in there. And we are going to sell the books $1 a piece.
All right.
All that money will go toward the new building. We're going to have games for the children.
Okay.
Brian Brown from The Bee is bringing the cornhole game, so we can play that.
Okay. And when's this?
That's going to be June the 8th. It's a Saturday from 9 until 2.
All right.
And also, we're going to have a raffle, and of course, we'll have refreshments, so there will be something to eat.
Oh, good, okay.
And water. We always have water.
And then, so now this is going to be like a little fundraising event, selling the books and having water and cornhole event and stuff. Yeah. Are you going to make a flyer and get it out there?
We are, in
okay.
fact. Thursday, I'm meeting with Elsie, and Elsie Needles is our president.
Right.
of the museum. I'm going to meet with Elsie, and we're going to put together a flyer. And, of course, now we're on the radio, and we're promoting it there. And Lori Duggins, I'm sure, will send her a flyer, and it'll get out on there.
Oh, yeah, through her network.
And Brian Brown from the Beast said that he would promote it on his internet program.
So
we're doing all that. Something really important here that I am looking for personally. Anybody out there that has a very good idea for a fundraiser, something that would really be worthwhile to our museum, you know, not a dollar a book, but something big, $1,000 or whatever it is.
Right.
We would like you to come forward, give us some ideas. That's what we would just enjoy that so much if you could come and tell us information about it.
And we probably have a lot of people out there that came from other communities when they came here. It's like Jan Ward brought us the boombox parade. She'd seen that in another town, and that's why we have a boombox parade, because
right.
Jan said, here's an idea, and the Women's Council went, yes. So if you have an idea out there from someplace else where you've lived, or maybe you've heard of a great fundraiser that went well, or you were a part of an organization, call the museum, and Carol's going to give us the number again, and leave a message. Carol can call you, or Elsie will call you, and they'd love to have you come down and sit down with them and talk to them about it, because if we can come up with an annual type event that every year that is done with the proceeds going to the museum, it's just going to help the museum continue to serve the community.
And don't be afraid to call us, because even if it's only $100, even if it's only a dollar, please, we accept everything. We don't take bitcoins, though.
No bitcoins? So give the phone number again in case somebody out there says, I know of a thing that happened in this town. And
okay, the phone number of the museum is 754-3399. Elsie's phone number is 928-542-9226. And I am 928-219-2582. And you can call us anytime. We all have an answer machine on there. Leave a message. But we want you to come up with these ideas. And please, don't hesitate to call us. You know, we also have other forms of social media.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to give you our email address, just in case.
All right.
And it's CRHS. Museum at frontier.com.
All right.
Then we have a website, www.ColoradoRiverHistoricalSociety.org. And we would like you to put some information. Actually, look at our website. I think you'd be very surprised at what you see. We have a wonderful person called Brenda Wanaka, who is our secretary, that has helped prepare this program on the internet and keeps it pretty updated.
Well, that's good.
She's also the gal that just wrote the book about Laughlin.
Oh, all right.
So if you ever need one, give her a jingle, or not a jingle, but send a message into the internet, and she can meet you and sign a book and everything.
Okay. So let us take a break, and when we come back, I want you to share a little bit about the orphanage that you have adopted, okay. You and Norm both.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Financial stress can creep up on you, especially when you're on retirement income. Hi, I'm Suzanne Cosley with Mojave State Bank. Let's talk reverse mortgage. Exclusively for senior homeowners 62 and older, a reverse mortgage can allow you to access a portion of your home equity and not have a monthly payment. Please let Suzanne Cosley with Mojave State Bank calculate how much you may get with a reverse mortgage. 928-302-5156.
Mojave State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Debbie Pennington with your Better Business Bureau. Did you know BBB offers educational presentations to businesses and consumer groups? Scams, internet safety, and identity theft are just some of the topics covered by BBB. We also share how to research a business and how to submit a customer review. We even have programs and scholarships for students. Call your Better Business Bureau at 928-302-3701 to schedule a presentation today. Again, that's 928-302-3701.
Once again, you are back with Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. And, of course, it's brought to you every single weekday by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Barron Pest Control. And we're back with Carol Finkenstein. I put down that she's the queen of the Little Red Schoolhouse and the Bullhead City Museum because you are so committed to those organizations. And then she is the chairperson for MAPT, which is Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Educated Decisions, kind of an anti-drug group. And we just had a meeting last week. I'm on that board with Carol, and Carol is the chairperson of that group. And then, if this isn't enough to keep you busy in Bullhead City, you are also on the Women's Council. You do the Boombox Parade every year because you help me with the judging area. And then you and your husband have adopted an orphanage in Mexico.
Okay, well, the orphanage is in Baja, California, and actually the reason I got started doing it is my cousin, Daryl Lloyd, is the director. He lives in Newberry Park, California, and he's been my cousin for a long time. His dad and my dad were brothers.
Okay.
And we just kind of reacquainted, probably about 10 years ago. And he told me of this orphanage, and I just am thrilled about it. It is a 501c3 out of California. So the things that they do, it is, and if you want to do things for them, it is a tax-deductible thing. It's located in a town called El Povenir, which is in the Valle de Guadalupe, which is the biggest wine country of the area. It's a beautiful area. There's... I can't even explain it. It has beautiful scenery and everything else, and that's in this. I'm losing my words. This orphanage has been there for over 50 years, and it is called Niños de Baja. At this time, there's probably around 45 children. I really don't think there's any babies right now, but there are probably two or three up to age 17 after. When they become 18, they move on. Although there are several people that are working there that were actually orphans there, and now they work with the orphanage.
And you go down there several times a year, you and Norm, mm-hmm. and around Christmas, you do a big party at your house where you bring food and people bring food and then people bring stuff that you can take to Mexico. You know, I've seen people hand you $100 bills at this event. Hildy was one. I happened to see her last year hand you $100. And I brought Hot Wheels cars. And
a lot of Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah, I did. But what is it you cannot take down there, and what is it you can use if people have around their home?
Well, the thing is, and we go through the border at Tecate. We do not go through Tijuana. It's very difficult. You can take mostly anything. They don't like you to bring in used clothing. They feel that you're interrupting their business of clothing.
Okay.
But sometimes I do anyway and put it somewhere else. I really like when I can get gift cards or the money or smaller items. There has been times Norm and I have filled up the whole truck with toilet paper or diapers or things like that, because those are things they really use.
Right.
They are very much into sports, so balls. Just this last year, Terry and Rose, some of my favorite people.
Coyle
and Rose Jacobs gave us a whole bunch of soccer balls.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, and it was just wonderful. So, you know, actually everything is welcomed. You know, I won't refuse anything. I take books. Not only do I take things to the orphanage, I try to go down, and we have established a relationship with the firemen and the police department. So our fire department here gives me books in Spanish. I take them down there. We explain safety programs to the police.
Good.
And to the fire department. Anybody out there that's got things that the fire department can use, because they don't get paid, and they really can't buy anything. Their fire truck is a 1972.
Wow.
And that was new. It came out of Cabo San Lucas. It was in a garage somewhere.
Wow.
These people are sort of amazing.
Yep.
Because they do without very much, but they give out a lot.
Okay. So give your phone number one more time. If somebody's listening and they think, well, you know what, I've got this in my garage, or I got that, or I'm going to Walmart today, I can pick up a couple boxes of crayons, or I can pick up a couple boxes of pencils, or a dozen Hot Wheel cars. Give your number again if they want to call you to make these kids' day when you go down there next time.
Okay, and that'll be soon. And my phone number is 928-219-2582. And really, just about anything is acceptable. I don't refuse anything, because if I don't take it there, there's other places in the area that I can take them to, even regular clothing for people, because we also take care of a center down there where people are in recovery.
Wow. Okay. So you're amazing for someone that's retired. You are very, very, very busy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm getting older, and I don't feel older, but I put out a lot of time because the compassion in my heart for certain things. I'm very dedicated. I really am, and I love the children. I love the people of this community. And thank you for having me here in Bullhead City, because you have no idea how I have completed my life here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, because you help our town a lot, you know, and you help our communities, not just Bullhead, but Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Laughlin, and everything else. You've been a judge for the Boombox Parade. You've been a judge for the Community Achievement Awards, and you've won Community Achievement Awards, and so I'm glad I can call you a friend. And if anybody,
and I was the master.
That's right. You were the boom master last year. Yeah. And she kept the magnets on her vehicle till, I think,
yesterday. No.
Yeah, about last week. Yeah. So, again, if you want to get a hold of Carol, you can always call me, because I've got her number in my cell phone, obviously. But if you'd like to make a donation to the museum, to the Little Red Schoolhouse, or to this orphanage in Mexico, call Carol. All right.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. All right, let's do a little community calendar here for the next 5 minutes. Once again, if you've got something you want on our community calendar, by all means, send it to me at tuneforce@gmail.com, TUNFORSS and at gmail.com, and we'll get it on. Or if you miss something, it's usually on our Facebook page, or you can email me, and I can always send you the information. Starting off, we have a blood drive that goes on today until 3 o'clock, and that's at the Laughlin Library. And so if you want to get by there, remember, if you give a pint of blood, you get a pint of custard from Culver's. And so they'll give you a little coupon. You take that in there, and they'll fix you up. Coming up tomorrow, we have a chef's salad supper. This is at the VFW out in Golden Shores, VFW Post 6306 in Golden Shores, and that's from 4 to 6 tomorrow. You want to go out there and have a chef's salad supper. That'll be nice. Another blood drive coming up tomorrow, also at Valley View Medical Center from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and it's always put on by Valiant, and 877-258-4825. You can always make a reservation, and you walk right in there, and then they take your blood really quick. And then coming up on the 24th, Friday, there is this cornhole tournament under the stars at Rotary Park, put on by the Bullhead City Parks Department, and it starts at 6:30. If you have any questions, you call Ashley Bennett with the Parks at 928-763-9400, and her extension is 306. There's also another blood drive, and that comes up Friday, and that's at Anytime Fitness over there by Target. And again, from 10 until 2, you can make a reservation, and you'll also get a pint of blood, 877-258-4825. And then there's a farmer's market Saturday in Kingman. This is at the Thunder Event Center from 8 a.m. until noon. Have any questions, call Tom, and his number is 928-542-6059. Don't forget, Sunday night, we're going to see fireworks courtesy of the AV. It says it starts from 7 to 9, but that's probably a pre-party or something that happens at the AV, because I don't think you're going to see fireworks until real close to 9 o'clock. But the next day is a holiday, so what do you got to say? I'm going to take the next day off. I'm sleeping in. I won't be here on Monday. If you want to go out to some Memorial Day services on Monday, Desert Lawn Funeral Home, Crematorium, and Memorial Gardens, they have a fantastic event they do every year. And if you want more information on that, 768-5959, you can give John a call out there. And next week, coming up on the 30th, which is on Thursday, there is a Arizona Youth Partnership is sponsoring a Strengthening Families class, and it's free. This is in Kingman. I don't have the location yet because I think Carol's still working on it. 5 o'clock until 7:30. You can call Carol AZYP at 692-5889. And then also, I'm going to go to Kingman because they're doing an open house for a residential facility for aging adults. It's going to be called the Sycamore House. This is put on by Mojave Mental Health. They're going to cut the ribbon and open it on the Thursday the 30th from 3 to 6. Any questions, call 758-8111. All right, that's going to wrap it for today. I thank Cassandra. I thank Carol. Sean Hannity is waiting. He's biting at the bit to come in here and crack his mic and start talking to you. Everyone have a super day, and we will see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.